It's a residency at the House of M's.
This is Triple M Nights with Dave Gleeson.
Well, they're from Rockhampton in Queensland, and they are Queensland's favourite sons, I've got to say. Every time I'm up there, I see the Queensland ads, and Busby Maru have done the soundtrack for it. They've been around, they're getting up there now, 13 or 14 years maybe, and it's great to have them as part of the Australian music landscape. I got Jeremy Maru on the line. How are you, Jeremy?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good, mate. Good to have new music out.
Oh, it's great. You know, it's been a long time coming. We had a stack of downtime doing, twiddling our thumbs like all the rest of the musos around the world for a few years. So, it's good to, it's a lot of fun to get out and start playing them live as well.
Yeah, and to have a song with that's so uplifting, like Everything Is Beautiful, as a re-intro, it's really a great piece of music to lift spirits, isn't it?
It is, and that was what we intended when we wrote it. You know, we were all sitting down depressed about all these festivals getting cancelled and thought, you know, let's try and write something that's uplifting, even though we all feel like, down in the dumps at the moment. But, so hopefully people can relate to it in some sense.
Yeah, well, and I mean, look, it's one of those things with songwriting, isn't it? It's you kind of sometimes have to transport yourself out of the position you're in. I mean, I found with... being on the road a lot, you start to write road songs, and I think they become less relatable to people who aren't living out of suitcases and eating stunt dining food at service stations and stuff.
I can relate to that. just like last time, but we're hooking back in, and you're dead right. You're dead right now you mentioned that. It's true, and I think we'll find a lot of songs will start to come out where it's like, oh, okay, this is not what they would normally write, but it's nice.
Yeah, and look, I've been looking at your touring schedule. It looks fantastic, mate. You've filled it up all through the rest of the year. And you're doing a bunch of dates with Casey Chambers as well.
Yeah, we are. We just started the tour last weekend, and it's she's just a music legend, an icon. She's so professional. She's so nice, down to earth, and, you know, I think we're learning a lot, and it's just a lot of fun. It's just weird being back on the road, to be honest, too.
Yeah, look, I met Casey when she was 16 or 17. You could not meet a more genuine person, and I think that's part of why she's so loved in the country, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. What you see is what you get on and off the stage. So there's no, you see those artists that can go on stage and turn into a good human being, but she's liked it off the stage as well. So, we're very lucky to experience an entire tour with her.
Awesome, mate. Now, in the downtime, as we were talking about before, did you and Thomas take a bit of a break from each other, or were you like more, you circled the vans and made sure that you stayed tight and focused on what was to come?
Hey, to be totally honest, we still did a lot of festivals, up in North Queensland in particular, just where it was sort of outside the metro area, central Queensland. We did stacks of festivals. A lot of people couldn't make it out of Victoria and New South Wales in that lockdown period. So we stayed in touch and played with the band as well. We're lucky enough the band's all scattered around outside the metro areas in Queensland. So we stayed in touch and kept playing.
Yeah, tell us about that, because obviously you, as a group or a duo as you are, or two blokes as you are, to record songs and stuff, and then do you record with the band in the studio, or does that something that you fill out once you're on the road?
We'll fill it out. We'll start in the studio with just Tom and I, and if we can't do nothing or we can't do something properly, we get the band in. So we're normally block a two-week period out, and the first week might be Tom and I just laying all the bedding of the track, and then we'll bring the band in after. We kind of found that if you bring the band in from the start, you could lose track of where you want the song to go.
Too much mucking around.
And these beats are so good, you know. Our band's awesome, as you'd know. You know, some of these guys can do anything. They make anything sound amazing. So we're like, oh, no, you can get carried away a little bit sometimes. But we've got a nice formula, and it seems to work for now.
And it must be, give you a kind of two kind of dimensions of the music, is that you record in that way and then you get to fill it out on stage and, you know, and be that kind of explore a bit more musically.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's when you're performing live, as you would know, you want it to be big and you want, you know, you want to be a nice big rock band, but sometimes we've got to bring ourselves back down and go, hey, remember, you're a nice acoustic duo. It's ready, butter. Stick to what you know. But we love playing with the band, and they're so good.
Now, so have you got a full album ready to go, or are you halfway through, or you're finished, or what's the plan for more recording?
Most of it's all recorded. We've spent about 2 months in the studio, and that's 2 months too long for me. So we've said we're not going to track anymore. What's there is done. So it's all the cut and paste stuff, you know, working out what's working, what's not. So it's not too far off sending it off to the masterer. So around September this year, we're hoping to release the full album.
Awesome. Now, moving on to more important things, State of Origin this year. How are we looking?
They're looking good. I mean, I see New South Wales have got a few troops out. Cameron Murray's just yeah. injured himself. Rail's not full, so as much as we love all these players, and, you know, even if we've got, I mean, Queensland have the worst team on paper, but they seem to somehow crawl their way back in. So I, obviously, Tom and I are very big Queensland supporters, and we're always confident.
No doubt. And look, it's like I don't know, something out of what's a Star Wars, Attack of the Clones. If someone goes down in the Queensland side, there's some absolute genius to come and take his place again.
Yeah, well, that's true. And look, another thing too, Queensland always go well when the Queensland teams are going well. Broncos and Cowboys are firing at the moment, so that's a good sign leading into a State of Origin series.
All right, we'll have to have a bet on that off air, mate. thank you so much for your time, Jeremy. It's been a pleasure, mate, and everyone's absolutely loving your new song, Everything Is Beautiful, here at Triple M, and I'm just stoked that a band like you guys is part of our playlist.
Mate, thanks so much, and thanks for all the support.
No worries, Jez. Take care, mate. I'll see you on the road.
Will do. Thanks, Dave. See you, mate.
Rock on.